Newsmakers, a look at Taiwan's movers and shakers.
Hello and welcome to Newsmakers. In this week's edition, we take a look at a political figure who elicits some pretty extreme reactions among the Taiwanese population. For some, he's almost like a beloved family member, while others get angry at the mere mention of his name. I'm talking about the former mayor of Kaohsiung and presidential candidate Han Kuo-yu. Han made headlines again this week after having dropped off from the public view for over a year following a lost recall vote which saw him unseated as the mayor of Kaohsiung. But before we get to that, let's take a look at the man himself. Han Kuo-yu, who also goes by his English name Daniel, was born in 1957 in Banqiao District in Taipei County, which later became New Taipei City. According to Han, his father graduated from the famous Huangpu Military Academy and served with the Chinese Expeditionary Force during World War II, fighting the Japanese in India. He came to Taiwan with the defeated KMT forces after the Chinese Civil War. Han describes himself as being a troublemaker in his early years. He says he was a straight-A student before taking too much interest in girls and vices in middle school. He started skipping classes to play pool and getting into fights, which eventually led to his parents sending him to the Republic of China Military Academy at 18. Han claims that experience made him realize his shortcomings and apply himself more to education. He retired from service in 1981 after 6 years at the rank of major. Han continued his education at Suzhou University, where he studied English literature. In 1988, he earned a master's degree in East Asian Studies from National Zhengzhi University. After graduating, he worked at a newspaper and also as a lecturer and administrator at a number of education institutions. Han entered politics in 1990 when he won a seat on the Taipei City Council representing the Zhonghe District, now part of New Taipei City. Soon afterwards, in 1992, he was elected to the legislature as a lawmaker for the KMT. He even had a stint as caucus leader. During his time in the parliament, he developed a reputation for being rather combative. After failing to get re-elected in 2011, he continued his public service as deputy mayor of Zhonghe. Han left politics for a period of time and moved to the southern county of Yunlin, where his wife is from. While there, he forged political connections which enabled him to return to the spotlight in 2013 when he was named the general manager of Taipei Agricultural Products Marketing Corporation, which manages produce demands of the Greater Taipei area. He later referenced that period in his career by calling himself a vegetable vendor during his presidential campaign. In 2017, Han left his post to run for KMT chairman but found little success, finishing 4th out of 6. Undeterred, he set his sights on becoming Kaohsiung mayor. After defeating party rivals in primaries, he was officially nominated as the KMT's candidate in the race. The election was seen, at the time, as unwinnable for the KMT, as their main political rivals, the DPP, had held the post for over 2 decades. Because of that, by Han's own admission, he received very little support from his party, which preferred to pour resources into races with higher chances of success. Han, however, surprised everyone. In the space of a few months, his popularity skyrocketed in a phenomenon later dubbed the Han Wave or Han Liu in Mandarin. One of the reasons for his sudden popularity was focusing on everyday issues like air pollution and economic development. Another part of his platform was developing closer ties with China, which would bring more business opportunities to the city and stop the outflow of young residents who often move north in search of job opportunities. Worth noting here, however, is the fact that despite claims of minimal support, Han's campaign was able to secure the most contributions out of all the candidates, even exceeding the legally stipulated maximum. Han won the elections with a relatively comfortable lead over his opponent from the DPP. Less than 2 months after his inauguration, Han set off on a trip to Hong Kong, Macau, and China, where he met high-ranking Communist Party officials and visited local liaison offices. This was a first for a serving ROC politician, and Han found himself in hot water over this back in Taiwan. After securing Kaohsiung, Han turned his attention to the next office he hoped to one day assume, the country's president. After a bit of uncertainty, Han announced he would run for the KMT primaries in July 2019. Because of the strong support he enjoyed among voters, he won that race handily, received the nomination, and began focusing on the presidential campaign. The fact that this happened only 6 months in office as mayor of Kaohsiung did not escape the attention of his constituents there. During the campaign, Han was often called Taiwanese Trump by both domestic and international media because of his direct and often blunt way of speaking, as well as conservative political positions not dissimilar to those of former US President Donald Trump. The 2020 presidential election had the highest turnout among all nationwide elections in Taiwan since 2008. In spite of polls predicting a close race, incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen defeated other candidates by a large margin, winning 57% of the vote. Han was only able to convince 39% of the voters to cast their ballots in his favor. As if one defeat wasn't enough, 4 days after returning to Kaohsiung in January 2020 and resuming his duties as mayor, Han was faced with another problem. A petition calling for his removal from office had cleared the threshold required for consideration. Over 40% of eligible voters came to the ballot boxes in June that year with an overwhelming majority of 97% deciding to remove Han from office. After this spectacular defeat, Han stayed out of the limelight until this Sunday when he made his first major public appearance since the recall vote. Thousands of fans came to an event celebrating Han Guoyu's new book titled Mr. Han, Knock Knock, a collection of 12 short stories focusing on the lives of regular Taiwanese. He also announced the establishment of a foundation he will be chairing, the Dianliang Foundation. The group plans to devote itself to the education of minority groups, among other goals. Time will tell whether this is the beginning of Han Guoyu's comeback to the political stage or a worthwhile project of a retired politician. For now, let's hope that maybe at least some of the minority groups disparaged by Han Guoyu during his campaigns will be able to benefit from his newly founded charity. This brings us to the end of this week's edition of Newsmakers. Join me next week for another look at Taiwan's movers and shakers.